From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Monday to expand Ankara's military operations against more Kurdish strongholds in Syria after ousting Kurds from their enclave in Afrin. Erdogan said Turkish forces would target the Syrian city of Manbij along with Ain al-Arab, also known as Kobani, and other towns along the Turkish-Syrian border to the east of the Euphrates River. The expanded fight could lead to conflict with the United States, a NATO ally. The border region is controlled by American-backed Syrian Kurdish forces, with U.S. troops stationed in Manbij as part of the effort to eradicate the Islamic State terrorist group. Turkish authorities have detained four men after they were found to have large quantities of a radioactive nuclear element in their car. The element, known as californium, was found when a car was searched in the Ankara suburb of Pisarklar on Monday during an anti-smuggling operation. Police said the four were part of a criminal gang that intended to sell the rare material on the black market for more than $70 million. A Syrian government minister on Monday said some rebels in eastern Ghouta may soon agree to withdraw from the opposition enclave or accept rule by the Syrian state. The Syrian army has been making major advances into the area. And South Korean prosecutors say they have requested an arrest warrant for former President Lee Myung-bak over corruption allegations. Lee is the latest South Korean leader to be entangled in scandals or other problems after leaving office. He denies any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. Major U.S. and European stock indexes were sharply lower in Monday's trading over continuing fears of a trade war, Brexit, an upcoming U.S. Federal Reserve meeting, and trouble with Facebook. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's 500 Index were both down nearly 1.5%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ was off more than 2%. The UN aid chief Mark Lowcock says humanitarian needs have doubled in Congo over the last year as a result of conflict.
We're seeing mushrooming epidemics, including the worst outbreak of cholera in 15 years. There's also an epidemic of sexual violence, most of it unreported and unaddressed, and much of it against children.
Lowcock told the UN Security Council on Monday that 13 million people need humanitarian assistance. International donors are to meet next month in Geneva to address the growing humanitarian disaster in the DRC. Governments need to rely more on green water management to ensure a healthy planet and meet the needs of a fast-growing population. That's one of the messages in a new study by the UN's cultural and scientific organization, UNESCO, launched at a World Water Conference in Brazil on Monday. The study considers the many benefits of natural water infrastructure like wetlands, urban gardens, and sustainable farming practices.
Population growth, changing consumption patterns, and development are taking their toll on the world's water supplies. Water demand is increasing by about 1% a year, even as climate change, pollution, and erosion threaten its quality and availability. But until now, most countries have relied on traditional man-made water management systems such as reservoirs, irrigation canals, and water treatment plants. A new UNESCO report finds that very little investment has gone into greener water management options despite their many benefits. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A self-driving car has hit and killed a woman in the southwestern United States in what's believed to be the first fatal pedestrian crash involving the new technology. Police said a self-driving sport utility vehicle owned by the ride-sharing company Uber struck a woman who was walking outside of a crosswalk in a Phoenix suburb. They say the episode happened overnight Sunday to Monday, and the woman later died from her injuries at a hospital. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.